tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Battle of all the rings! Get in the holiday spirit. Hello, AfterBuzzers. Welcome back to the Vampire Diaries Season 6, Episode 10. I am your host, Roxy Stryer, alongside Tiana Hobson.
Oh, hey.
That was the most excited hey you've ever given me. Katie Campbell.
Hello.
And Sam Davidson.
Hello.
Wait, I wanted more of my Run, Run, Rudolph song. I like it. We're getting the Christmas spirit. Yeah, thank you. Yep. Mm-hmm. So you're the only one who actually listened, Katie, and wore a Christmas sweater this week.
Yay.
I'm pretty proud of you.
Thank you.
You're really festive. So
I
if anybody's on
festive.
iTunes, they have to switch over to YouTube to see the beautiful red sweater you have on.
Thanks.
All right, guys. So we are at our mid-season finale this week. I can't exactly say that it felt like a mid-season finale to me, but what are you thinking across the board? How was tonight's episode?
Anticlimactic. I would have been better off having last week's episode as the send me off into a winter finale.
Katie?
I enjoyed it, but I thought the ending, if it was a little different and it wasn't Kai doing the cloaking, if it was just like some new thing thrown in, I think it would have been a little bit better.
Okay.
I liked it just because I really like Christmas episodes. I appreciate the lightness of it, but I think that it was anticlimactic. And, like, I'm so over Elena getting, like, hit over the head or, like...
She kind of deserved it at this point.
Yeah, but I'm just sick of seeing it. It's like, we know. We get it. You like to be hit over the head, so...
Some girls are into it.
Mm-hmm. You know, I love... That's true. That's a completely different after show, though. But I love Christmas episodes, too. And I love mid-season finales, and I love cliffhangers, and yada, yada, yada. But I didn't get the moments that I needed out of tonight's episode. I needed a stronger Delana moment. Mm-hmm. I needed a stronger Steriline moment. There was just some questions that I had. The whole cloaking thing with Kai that we'll get to, I was like, I'm not exactly sure where we're going with this. I don't know if you can call it a cliffhanger. It was more just like a question mark.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. It would have been a cliffhanger maybe if there was some other world just Elena was thrown into.
If we didn't have any idea why he couldn't see her.
Yeah, it would have been better like that. I was like, what is this?
And then you're like, oh, it's Kai. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just good old Kai.
Yeah.
Who looks exactly like Tyler.
No.
All right, so we did the poll last week.
Okay.
T, go ahead.
Here's what I'm confused about, because you keep saying exactly like, and a lot of the people who commented said they look alike, but not exactly. You're saying you cannot tell them apart.
No.
She's calling them identical twins, guys.
Okay.
Well, I'm saying, yes, they could be cousins, brothers maybe, like...
That was not what you were saying last week.
Yeah, you were wrong.
Because I don't think they look alike. But, I mean, I think that I would give them cousins. They could be related. Yes, Roxy's saying identical. There's a difference between identical and look-alike.
In case you didn't watch last week, what we're talking about is Tiana posted a picture of... It was like a pick stitch of half Kai, half Tyler, because we are split on the panel, Sam and I being on one team, the better team, and Katie and Tiana being on the other team.
We won.
Of whether they look alike. And here's the thing. Yes, I can physically tell them apart. Obviously, I'm talking about the show. Tyler's been on forever.
Wait,
one of them has lighter eyes. I can tell them apart. But do they look like they could be twins? Yes, I think that they do.
You said identical.
And we've had times where we had to rewind it many times because you're like, that's Tyler, Katie. And I'm like, no, that's
Kai. I can tell them apart 80% of the time. Jeez.
Yeah, sometimes things happen so fast. Like vampires, witches, werewolves.
Yeah,
it's supernatural.
You
Yeah.
So, whatever. You guys tended to agree with them who may not be named.
I feel like it was
the Voldemort.
I feel like on Twitter we got a lot more like support for us, and on my Instagram I feel like it was more geared towards you guys.
Let me just say though, last week you said they didn't look anything alike.
Anything.
You
they
couldn't see
Roxy
it.
Roxy also said identical last
right.
week.
We went
changing
extreme.
We
both went extreme.
Yeah, we both went extreme.
So we're meeting somewhere in the middle.
We're both pretty dramatic if you couldn't tell.
No.
Me?
Now that we have met in the middle, let's talk about tonight's episode, okay, because we're talking about something completely irrelevant but equally as important.
But still twins.
We're still twinning over here at AfterBuzz. All right. So, like I predicted all along, I just don't understand why Joe wouldn't be able to beat Kai. I just think she can. I can't believe this is the first time we've come up with this theory. We kind of talked throughout the entire episode tonight watching. We all were confused why the little twins, why Liv and Luke, were totally down to throw Joe under the bus when she saved their lives. Can we just talk about that for a second? I mean, Luke a little less down. Liv, you B-I-T-C-H.
Ugh. Well, I thought that for most of the time, but then Liv turned around and said, I'm your sister, you're my sister.
Yeah, but it was like a ploy to get her to do it.
Yeah, well, Luke really wasn't on board for it. He was like, if Kai does win, which he inevitably will, in Luke's mind, he thinks Kai's just going to win, then he's going to cause terror for everybody, and he's going to kill everybody in the coven, innocent people. He's not down for it.
This is the only time Luke was, like, relevant.
Yeah. Well, that's why I think he possibly is going to be the one to die in the future. Because I think one of the four has to die. But not getting into that, I think, though, that they, like, Joe saved their lives as children. She literally, like, got stabbed. Like, that flashback was so intense. Mm-hmm. And for them not even to, like, carry that with them at all. And they were just automatically thought, like, yeah, she'll kill her.
No, I'm just going to disagree on this because Joe only temporarily saved their lives. Joe saved their lives just so that later on in life they were still going to have to die, one of them.
Well, there's nothing she could do about that.
Yes, she can merge with Kai.
But it's risky because if she merges with Kai and she loses, mm-hmm, it's not just her life she's losing. She's probably losing everybody's because Kai is going to be stronger.
That is true, but she mm-hmm, as the oldest twins, that was their fate to do this. It was always on Joe and Kai. So the fact that now it's being forced onto Liv and Luke.
But Liv and Luke never would have even been born. They wouldn't have been born if they wanted the older twins to merge.
This is just like that movie about
Sophie's Choice.
Yeah, Sophie's Choice. No, not that one. The one with Cameron Diaz when she has another child just to get, like, organs for her other sick child. Like, that is the equivalent.
My Sister's Keeper,
it's like, okay. Our first set of twins, we got one crazy one. We have to try again and again and again until we get a second set as a backup. So they were born for this, but that's still not their choice.
Well, in Liv's eyes, too. In Liv's eyes, too, she was kind of being selfish. She admitted it at one point. But they've had each other, Luke and Liv, for their whole lives. That's the only family they've had. So, yeah, they have a new sister and stuff, but at the end of the day, they're still, you know, on each other's side because they've had each other.
They're both kind of, I think, hoping to lose. Like, Liv and Luke, I think they're both kind of hoping to die because neither one of them wants to live.
There's no winning in that situation.
Right, mm-hmm, of course not. Mm-hmm. Which makes the whole thing very, very tricky. I just don't like the way that they handled it. I don't like the way that
I don't like the way they teamed up with Kai. Yeah. I don't think that should have been.
I've never been big fans of theirs. I thought they were going to be done at the end of last season. I don't understand really, like, and, you know, with the Thanksgiving episode, you know, all the sudden, like, Liv's part of the fam. I thought it was coming out of nowhere. And I just, they just think about each other.
Let's talk about their place on the show. So each one of them, right now, Liv's biggest place is that she's with Tyler. And that's what she's doing. Luke has no one. Can we get him a boyfriend or a best friend or an anything?
Well, he's dating somebody we haven't seen.
Where is it?
They keep referring to his, you know.
I think they want to establish he's gay, but I think that he's very disposable. Yeah. That he's not tied to anyone.
And then we've got Joe, who's tied to Alaric. Mm-hmm. And we have Kai, who's got multiple ties right now. So I kind of agree. If we are getting rid of somebody, I see it being Luke. I guess it could be Kai. It could be. We just brought him on. Vampire Diaries does this all the time. They bring somebody on for a season to kill them off. I mean, what do you guys think? If we had to kill somebody off, who would you want to see go, and who do you think would actually go?
Character-wise?
Yes.
I want Kai to die.
No, the actors.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Like, I don't want to stop looking at Kai.
Oh,
I don't want him to die.
Just look at Tyler.
But, no, because they don't look alike.
Best line yet.
But
you can find her doing stand-up comedy, yeah.
Yeah. I want Kai to go, but I think it'll be Luke.
I'm the same exact way. I want Kai gone. Everybody can be a happy family, kind of. We have to mend a few broken pieces, but Luke is probably going to go.
Yeah, I agree with that, but I think maybe both of them.
I kind of want Kai to stay because he's mixing things up a little bit right now. I mean, except for the fact, I was going to say he's kind of the big bad, even though really the big bad is Matt.
Just people don't know that yet.
Well, so, Matty Blue Eyes.
Well, in those terms eyes of innocent so blue. People, it's Kai right now. He was, to get Joe, he stabbed an innocent girl.
I still want Kai to date Bonnie.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with you? No.
I still think he's redeemable. Is anyone?
And that's the thing. I don't think Kai's redeemable, so that's why he has to go, because if we kept him around, it would just constantly be the same fight.
He murdered his entire family.
Over and
yeah.
over.
He's not redeemable.
When
there's
they showed
no
us
way.
That
I just
episode,
said he's
yeah.
not redeemable.
I know, I'm just saying, like, I don't actually believe that. Like, he murdered his whole family.
Hey, you're kind of weird sometimes, so true. You might have believed that.
But look Very at true. Klaus. Look at Klaus. They made Klaus somehow.
And he's
Klaus
killed a lot of his family, too.
But he didn't murder his family. He just put them into a deep sleep for 100
totally
years at a time.
Different.
Totally different.
Well, he murdered a lot of other people.
Because I was watching clips that someone tweeted to me
yes,
today, and he
too.
Was in those old Vampire Diaries episodes. He says, I do all of this because I just want us to build a foundation for our family to be together. That's what Klaus used
That's
to say.
It's just so sweet. Yeah. He's such a caring guy, yeah. just like Kai.
Kai is always like, I just want all this power, power, power. I'm going to murder everyone in my family.
A lot of people are writing, too, that they're enjoying him being this non-redeemable character. And I agree.
Yeah.
It's fun to see someone that intense and
That's
like
why I don't
how
want
they're
going
to deal with it. I don't think he will go, but I think he should eventually.
I think he will.
How do we get away from the same fight happening if he's still there?
I'm not sure. That's why I don't think he can stay forever. That's why I think he probably will be leaving. But so with these twins going up against each other a little bit, we have their significant others backing them. So on one side, we've got Tyler, who's obviously backing the little twins. And on the other side, we've got Alaric, who's backing the big twins, for lack of better words.
Yeah.
You know,
there's so many better words.
Fine, why don't you talk about it?
No, sorry, just go.
Do you want to tell the story that I was about to tell? Fine.
Nope.
You know the words I was going to say? Fine.
I don't.
And now you've created this amazing silence for our fans. Look what you've done, Tiana. Okay, so here's the deal. Alaric is now powerless, and he's obsessed with Joe, and they're all lovey-dovey, and they have a couple weird kisses, and they're a little mishmash, but I think...
Oh, I was into it.
Yeah, I think they're cute. I definitely think they're cute. And then we've got Tyler with Liv, and I really like their relationship. Why, Sam?
I just cannot stand her. Honestly, if I take back what I said, I want Liv to die.
Why? What about her?
I don't like her. I just don't like her.
She has a little attitude, and she's kind of annoying sometimes.
I find her extremely irritating.
She's exactly like Caroline season one.
I thought you were going to say she was like me.
Caroline's more peppy. Caroline's more peppy
yeah, optimistic.
And happy.
But she also had an attitude and had to, like, run things.
Well, yeah, and that's what I said last week, is that she's just Caroline 2.0, but, like, a less good version.
She's the skater chick version of Caroline.
Whatever.
Who would you guys rather have backing you? Alaric or Tyler?
Alaric.
Especially now that Tyler doesn't have his, like, he's on a werewolf or hybrid anymore.
Yes, I really like Tyler. I love his character, but I think he makes irrational decisions sometimes, so I would want...
Really irrational. For example, if the situations had been reversed and it had been Tyler, Liv had been there, and Tyler had a gun to somebody's head that was maybe gonna... Tyler definitely would have shot him.
Yeah.
And killed him. But irrational sometimes... Number one, sexy. And number two, sometimes it saves your life. And the decision that Alaric made to not kill Kai could kill his girlfriend. She was so happy that he listened to her, but I feel like he should have killed him. What do you guys think about that?
He did it for Joe, though.
Yeah, but he did it for what she said, but not for her life. You know, I feel like his number one priority should be her being alive.
But would she have stayed with him if he had... killed her brother after she said, no, I can take him. I'm going to do this.
Well, at least he did believe in her.
Yeah. I don't really think it was his choice exactly. Mm.
Do we think she can take him?
Yeah.
She's got to dust off the magic a little bit, I think. She's gone
gotta
18.
Dust that yeah. magic off your shoulders. So too many syllables.
It's till the next eclipse. What is it? That she can do it again. Like that she can kill him.
Or so that they can merge, you mean?
So that they can merge.
I thought it was strange that she was saying, I can take him, I can gain power right in front of him. I mean, I know what she was
so
doing,
awkward.
But I was like, okay, you're telling him.
Your plan.
Yeah.
Like, shush, girl.
Yeah, shh.
another awkward thing is how we're sitting there with Damon, and clearly Kai is, like, pulling all the magic from the earth, and the winds are going, and it's loud on the phone, and he's got no reception. He's like, huh, I wonder what's going on.
I literally said, like, really? What? Are you kidding me?
Well, honestly, are you serious, Damon? You're supposed to be one of the smart ones.
There's, like, a windstorm, real quick.
Just chilling, all
like,
of a sudden.
Was he just playing a really intense game of Candy Crush and was not,
no,
like,
he was throwing rocks.
Things?
He was
on the phone with Elena.
And throwing rocks at a tree. He was busy.
So at Kai. Stupid. It was
and what good was that going to do? That was just him being like, hey, screw you, Kai. Like, why?
I mean, it's just pretty, him. I mean, a vampire throwing a rock at you, like, me throwing a stone at you is not going to hurt. Those were, like, 90-mile-an-hour fastballs going at you.
It
that
was
would
chipping
hurt.
The headstone.
After Kai gets out of the things and slams Alaric against the tree, he runs off, and Damon goes to help Alaric up. And he's like, take my hand, Rick. Come on, take my hand. Was that supposed to be a symbol for, like, all right, they're fine now? Because I felt like that's what they were trying to tell us. And I was like, just because he took his hand to stand up.
I don't think it's that they're fine. I think it's just a continuation of the car ride over when they rode over in silence. Like, Rick doesn't want Damon's help. He's mad at Damon. So it's like, dude, come on, just take my hand and let me help you up.
Well, here's what I thought. At first, when he wasn't taking the hand, I was like, get over it. This isn't the time you choose to hold a grudge. But then as he was looking at him weird, I think it was more, how are you alive right now over the border? I think that's what that whole, like, pause and look was like, oh my God, you're not dying.
So let's talk about that. What Kai does, we've seen this. I thought that this was brilliant on their parts, though. This was brilliant. This was brilliant writing on their parts. They must have planned this from the second that Kai was something that could take powers. He can take people's powers, and then they no longer have them temporarily. But it's usually temporarily. So I'm wondering if Mystic Falls is going to get it back. But he sucks the powers from the earth, so he has a crap ton of power. And then Mystic Falls no longer has it, which is the impetus for everybody who's in Mystic Falls being okay to be in Mystic Falls, which was really, really cool. Otherwise, we'd see Enzo gone, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think any of us want to see Enzo gone. I love him in that accent of his. So this was cool, though. I wasn't expecting it, him to be able to take this from the Earth. Do you guys think that at some point the magic's going to go back in, or he would have to put it back in, or what happens now?
No, because I think that since it was from the Travelers and the Travelers are dead, that their magic just lived in the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that since there was so much magic, that it's kind of one of those things where, yeah, I can take your magic temporarily because it's not that much.
How long is he going to be able to have it for, then?
But I think when you overload on magic like that, I feel like he's going to have this for a while.
So he's going to have it for when he goes head-to-head with Joe.
Possibly.
And
yes.
If he dies, though, where does that magic go?
Wouldn't it go to Joe because they're merging together? So it's like the stronger twin comes out with all the power.
The head witch.
Girl would be strong.
Like, all the magic in Mystic Falls. And I mean.
Well, that's what he has right now.
Yeah. But, and that's why it's scary. That's why he has to die. I mean.
Yeah, that's why.
And then do you think if Joe does get. I know this is getting to predictions a little bit, but if Joe does get all of that power, do you think she's going to hide it again? Or do you think she's going to keep it this time? And if she keeps it, is she going to be able to get Bonnie back?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we just wrote the show for them. Good work, team.
Even though they probably already shot it.
No. They don't do these things in advance. It's real life.
This was live.
Yeah.
Live tonight.
Reality TV, baby. Vampire Diaries. Okay. So what we have going on, though, is we mentioned him a little bit earlier, but we really got to dive into him now. Maddie Blue Eyes has gone psychopath on us. He has gone psycho. Jeremy didn't even realize the extent of it. He was kind of just helping out his buddy, and then he's like, ooh, dude, you've really taken this too far. Matt's mini trip.
When Jeremy's telling you, hey, dude, maybe you need to back off a little bit, I think that's an eye-opener. Like,
he's Mr. Extreme.
Yeah. This is the dude who was just drinking away his sorrows at, like, 15 years old.
Nothing wrong with that.
Well, I mean, is it just me, or does it seem like, I mean, after years of all this trauma that Matt has been through, he's still the only human, basically. It makes sense
and
that.
And Forbes.
Right. It makes sense that a switch would turn off, but for me, it just seems like his personality just, like, kind of drastically, like, went from, like, a supporter to a crazy person.
Because of Trip. Trip is, like, idol.
Yeah, Trip instilled something in him, and he is, I can see this, it's justifiable that his character is going this way. He has been through a lot, and I think we've all wondered, like, when is Matt going to be happy, at least with a relationship or something? Like, he's always just kind of thrown to the side.
Could we see Matt, this being Matt's final season? I mean, is there a possibility that he's past the point of no return? I mean, what he did tonight was murder. He tried to murder Enzo, and the only reason it didn't happen is because the spell was taken off of Mystic Falls.
It's interesting that he didn't just kill him, like Jeremy said. I mean, I understand killing him right now so he doesn't hurt innocent people, but no, he wanted to torture him.
Like and, Trip, yeah.
Yeah. So it is going a little bit farther.
Absolutely. Do you guys think that we could get the Matt that we know and love back, or has he gone off the deep end and he won't be able to return at this point after this?
Not if we turn him into a vampire.
Do you think they would do that? I feel like the show would never turn Matt into a vampire. I feel like Matt would be a worse vampire than Caroline was at the start.
Yeah. He's the token human. Like, yeah. That's just what he is.
Him and Forbes.
And he didn't answer Jeremy's question, like, would you do this to Stefan and Caroline and Elena? He just was silent.
He was like, it's gone too far. And
yeah, and if Matt went through with it, think about what Damon would have done to him. I mean, he would not have been happy. Caroline would have been pissed, too.
Of course. But now, Enzo has Matt wrapped around his finger.
But why exactly? I was unclear on that.
Because I guess then either he would tell everybody or he would kill him or whatever it is.
He's going to use him to take down Stefan, to take all the happiness away from Stefan, which is dumb.
Plus, there's a ridiculous storyline that I'm not excited for. Honestly, there are so many storylines right now that I'm excited for. Even though I thought that there could have used some work on this mid-season finale, it really set us up for, like, a lot of great places we can go. This is not one of the places I want to go down this road.
No. Like, you're right. I am jealous of Stefan.
Yeah.
He has everything I want. What guy says that?
Yeah, it sounded like a
back off of Stefan.
There was a fan said something on a YouTube comment like, is Enzo in love with Stefan?
Maybe
Is he so obsessed with him?
Why are you so obsessed with me? Exactly. That's what's going to happen in January when we come back, that he's going to sing that song to him. Nobody's going to laugh at that. Thank you, baby. All right. Tough crowd tonight. Honestly, though, it is a little weird. It's a little weird. Although, if we think about a couple weeks ago, Stefan was trying to kill Enzo. And nobody had a problem with that because Stefan's your boo, Katie.
Yeah.
But you didn't have a problem then. But I love Enzo, and I'm still kind of rooting for Enzo and Caroline, although I'm also rooting for Stefan and Caroline, and obviously I'm Caroline for life, you guys know. I just want Caroline with everybody. I want her with anybody. Yeah. I want her with somebody.
You're making her a huge slut right now.
Yeah.
But, you know.
You know what?
You want her with somebody. What about Stefan?
I learned tonight I could see her with Stefan.
Did you guys hear that little drop that Enzo put in there about how he's in love with Caroline?
Yeah. Yes. I was expecting somebody that to be number one. Like, yes. Yeah, but I think that's the underlying thing.
And he didn't want to admit it. I learned something tonight. I have to drop some knowledge on you guys from a friend of mine, an Aussie friend of mine, told me that when you sleep with somebody in Australia, it's called rooting them. You root with somebody. So I want Caroline to root around a little bit. I think she needs to figure out what she wants.
That's a nice way to say it. I don't.
She's got
to
like play up some.
Sounds
root.
Like you're settling down with a family. Like root I'm rooting here. Like this is where my roots are.
They rooted. Anyway, so I'm just saying she's
rooted
gotta,
rhymes with tooted.
Is that really where you just went with that?
This is happening right now. Yeah.
Can we have a moment of silence for Tiana, who will not be turning to our panel in 2015? May her memory rest in peace. All right. So we've got that situation going on. We just talked about one of our humans. Let's jump to our other human for a second. Guys, this to me is the weirdest toss-in that they've done on this show. And I don't know whether I like it or I don't like it yet. So I'm talking about Forbes, obviously. Yes. She has a brain tumor that can't be cured by vampire blood. Katie, you're jumping at the chair to say something, so what's up?
I'm really sad about this. I was tearing up when Caroline was just saying,
shocker.
But they can operate. I know. I cry very easily. But she was just sitting there, and she was crying, and I was tearing up, and it's just like something's ripped away from Caroline again. And I feel like that's what they're trying to do, and maybe that'll repair her and Stefan's relationship, whether it goes farther than a friendship or not. And it's just it's something taking away from Caroline again, and they've done it so many times.
The people who are there for you in times like this, you don't ever forget about. So I think that they're trying to redeem that, and this makes me think that they are going to go with a Steph and Caroline relationship.
Well, it could just repair their friendship.
I call on you.
Okay, so this might be, like, more news and gossipy, but I read an article today about this episode. It was an interview with, I forget who, Julie or someone. But they were talking about the Stefan and Caroline relationship and why it's not, like, progressing like people want. And one thing that, like, I thought was so smart, because I forgot about this, is that Stefan has been presented to us as the audience from season one as Elena's soulmate.
Yeah.
So they're having a hard time with separating us because they've gone down this Delana road where it's like, okay, clearly Elena and Stefan, no more. Sorry.
I still believe that they're soulmates.
No more there. But it's like, how do we now convince the audience in a convincing way that Stefan and Caroline can actually have a future? And I think that this Sheriff Forbes thing is just the start of getting them back there, because it's like you said, the people who are there for you in these moments are the people who you'll never forget.
Well, like, her mom needs to die in order for them to be together. Like, come on.
Well, do we even think her mom is going to die? Is that where we think we're going with this?
I tweeted that earlier today.
I think she actually might. I think she might. And we've actually said it in a few of the after shows in the beginning of the season. Mm-hmm. What is she serving as a purpose, really? Her character just comes in and out every now and then, has small purposes. But I think that it would make sense for her character to just
as long
die.
As we have Matt as the human there, we don't really need her.
Sorry.
It's scary because they aren't used to dealing with things that they can't handle. But the way to make the situation right, and by right, I mean the only way to keep her alive, would be to turn her into a vampire right now. And it's not like she's Trip, who would rather die than be a vampire. So I'm a little confused why they wouldn't go down that path.
Well, I think we should address her father. Because, do you remember?
Caroline's father.
Yeah, Caroline's father. That, you know, she turned him into, you know, she chose to turn him into a vampire. And
that didn't turn out so well.
Well, and he was a huge vampire hater, though. Right. Like, we knew from the start when he got turned that, like, he was gonna not, like, he was not gonna feed. But with Caroline's mom, she doesn't hate vampires. She supports them, in fact. But I don't think she'd be happy. And if she wanted to be turned into a vampire and she knew she was dying, she would have told
said something.
Yeah.
She would have said it already.
And I cannot remember from the first season, but was she always a vampire supporter?
No, it was only
after Caroline became one, she became more accepting. So just because she's accepting of vampires doesn't mean that she's accepting of her daughter and her daughter's closest friends who are like her daughters being vampires. But that doesn't mean she's okay with vampires as a whole.
Ooh. Right. She always keeps the peace when they had all those meetings back in the day. And she wasn't okay with Caroline being a vampire at first. They had her locked in the cellar and they had to erase her memory.
Right.
It's like, it took her a while. So she's not a vampire lover.
She's not a lover, but I think she loves vampires more than she would love losing her life, but clearly not.
Yeah.
She said something.
Well, not to get into predictions, news, gossip, whatever, but like a season or two ago, there was like a possible spinoff with Matt being the sheriff. Of
with
Mystic
Matt
Falls.
Being the sheriff.
Yeah, that was like a rumored thing. So
I don't even remember that.
It was like a while ago, but I could see him, like her dying, and then Matt possibly taking her place as the sheriff of Mystic Falls. And that is
on the dark side.
That was rumored like 2 years ago, I think. Mm-hmm. So I could see possibly this has been in the works for Matt to be the sheriff.
Well, Mystic Falls is going to need a sheriff if the magic ban's been lifted.
Yeah.
Because magic is going to flood right back through.
My other question is, we only said that like, or Stefan only said, don't you think we would have heard if our vampire blood could cure cancer by now? But they didn't try it. Just because you haven't heard of it helping, what's the harm in trying?
No, I agree in that, though. Like, I feel like vampires would have cured cancer then if they could have.
But not all vampires are good people like them. Mm-hmm,
that's
so
true.
Most of them are out there just trying to kill people, not save their lives.
Like, why don't they just try?
Yeah. What's the harm in trying?
I mean, I think because I think they wouldn't want to try, because if she dies in the process, then she would wake up a vampire.
How long does it take to get vampire blood out of your system? Or does it? No, it has to get out.
Well, in my professional opinion, I believe 24 hours.
Like 6 to 8 months at least to fully go through the whole body and start fresh with new blood.
Yes, I concur.
I think 2 to 3 weeks, honestly.
I think it's a day.
It's a day, too.
You think that your blood cycles through in like 2 to 3 days?
Well, I mean, if I drink vampire blood's different.
I think it's a day.
Do you piss it out?
I guess.
No, I think, like, how does just it always get... producing new blood.
So where's the old,
like,
blood go?
Replacing things. Bloody noses. Duh.
I've never had one of those. So when I get that look from Josh, our engineer, that's like, what have you guys started talking about? I know that we've got to move on to a different subject. So let's talk about something really important, team. Something that was so, so necessary to tonight's episode. Can
She's
you tell
sarcastic.
My sarcastic tone?
Yes.
Yo, what was up with Bonnie tonight? Why was she in this episode? We had the flashbacks. Obviously, I want to see Bonnie, and it was cute to see them, what they looked like when they were younger, but it was kind of irrelevant, except for the snow globe, which really wasn't that important. Bonnie,
no,
dude.
No.
You're alone,
nothing,
and I feel bad for you.
Important.
Nothing. Nothing.
It was just tugging at our hearts again, like, she's alone.
Alone.
Like, when she literally said, I miss you guys, and he said, we miss you, Bonnie, I teared up then, too.
I didn't. I said, you crazy girl, you're talking to yourself.
I know, but
he was talking
really
to himself
sad.
In that moment,
but he
too.
Was with people. And he's crazy,
I think
we know that.
It's weirder to talk to yourself when you're with people
with
than by
people,
yourself.
Yeah. You never talk to yourself?
I talk to myself all the time.
Yeah,
the car.
But it's Jeremy. Jeremy's nutso.
I think they were planting seeds. I don't think it was extremely intelligent in that.
What from those flashbacks and seeing Bonnie just make a tree in the parking lot did we really learn for a setup for what's to come?
I learned so much. I learned that Bonnie knows how to use electricity. I learned that Jeremy is okay with people thinking he's crazy, talking to himself. Nothing. I learned nothing.
Yeah, it just... Well, we it learned... only gave us, like, Christmas vibes, which I didn't even think was that great, because the only times it was like, hey, guys, it's Christmas, was when Bonnie was standing around a Christmas tree by herself.
Right.
Well, we learned that they were always together on Christmas, and this is the first time that they're not, and... They were like, I wonder if she knows, you know, and
what's
she did know.
Opposite?
She's really smart.
What's the opposite of a negative Nancy? Because you're that positive Polly.
Yeah.
I guess the opposite Polly. Of negative Nancy is Katie.
I still didn't really, like, okay, what? So they've never spent Christmas apart, like,
so
I don't
what,
spend Christmas with all my best friends because we all have families.
Yeah, it's like, why are... I hate that about TV shows where it's like, we always spend Christmas with our best friends. I'm like, where are your parents?
No,
I'm
totally
going
get that.
For Christmas.
I spend the holidays with my friends, too. It's not about that, though. Like, holiday time is for spending time with people you love. So it's not a shock to me that they are spending it with each other. It's just like, it brought no new information.
Yeah.
I think they're throwing doing the flashbacks because somehow the snow globe was going to, like... Bonnie was going to peer in it or something. They were going to have to, like, crack it open.
Oh my God.
Maybe. Well, okay. I asked you when we were watching, why is she giving her, like, what? Why is Caroline have the snow globe? Just to connect the flashback?
Yeah.
To, like, but maybe it has some kind of power.
It's got to be something. No, it's just showing that Stefan and Nerva gone through the ringer. I just thought that it was unnecessary.
So it's the snow globe that Stefan gave her when...
I know.
When for the Christmas exchange, right? And she was
right.
like, this is a horrible
Secret
gift.
Santa.
Maybe all I'm seeing from that connection is, hey, Caroline's actually been in love with Stefan for a lot longer than we're realizing.
She loved him the first episode ever of
I mean, we remember that part, but then I thought she was kind of over it. But she's holding on to gifts from him since 2009. So now I'm thinking, oh, that's the only connection I'm seeing. I still don't see a connection back to Bonnie.
I want
to
know what you guys from home think, because I know that the fans love Bonnie so much. So please make sure that you're writing to us on iTunes and YouTube and letting us know, did you like seeing Bonnie in this episode? Did you think it was unnecessary? Did you just need that little glimpse of her because she's a huge part of the show?
Well, a lot of people, too, are tired of her. Like, is she dead? Is she not?
Right.
She's just hanging.
The back and forth.
Yeah. And this is kind of another one of those things. Like, we're tired of seeing her sad, and we had to see it again this episode.
Right. Well,
at this point, I mean, sorry, I feel like they've killed Bonnie so many times that she's not going anywhere. Like, I've accepted that in the show. Like, they're not killing Kat Graham off, I don't really think, ever, because she's died. Like, I thought she was gone so many times.
Well, that's because, remember, there were so many outside circumstances going on with her music career and whatever. Like, they didn't know whether she was going to be on the show for a while. So they just toyed with her so much. And at this point, if I don't see her for a few episodes, I'm kind of used to that. So I just felt like it was a little unnecessary. I know she's alone, so showing me she's alone isn't telling me anything new.
Sorry, I talked to my mom on my way to the studio tonight. Huge Vampire Diaries fan. And she was just saying that...
Shout out to Ms. Thompson.
So she was just saying that she's sick of seeing Bonnie in this sort of, like, will they, won't they. And I was like, look, I need a big finale. I need, like... you know, in other shows in their winter finales, they're killing off main characters and stuff like that. And she was like, well, the problem with that is they always come back. Yeah. So killing someone in Vampire Diaries or Originals, it doesn't matter to the audience because a season from now, three episodes from now, they'll be back. Wow. So there's no finality.
But now where are they going? They're not coming back now because the other side's gone.
Okay, but they're Bonnie not coming back.
Bonnie and Damon are still there.
I'm sure there's still some other side where like Grams is there. I mean, they're not gone. I don't believe that.
I still think that we're getting Catherine back at some point. Anyway, moving on. Do you love Catherine? That.
No, there was a time though, Catherine. I mean, I really love her character, but there was a time where I really wanted her and Stefan to be together to make Elena mad. You know, that whole thing, I'm into that because
you wanted Stefan to date someone identical to Elena.
Anyway, let's talk about the one thing left we have that we briefly touched on, but is the ending of the episode tonight. So this is where Delana fans, or I feel, and I can't speak for all of Delana, but I felt a little gypped. I felt like Elena had finally had this realization. I don't really know what made her have this realization. It was something about Forbes and knowing people could die and wanting to be with the ones you love or whatever.
There is a finality to life, even if you're immortal.
Right, but she wouldn't come to that realization because she doesn't actually feel like she's in love with him yet, but whatever it is. So she goes to tell him, and then we don't even get that moment at all. We don't even get a kiss. We don't get him being able to look at her. It was sad, and it's because Kai came and kidnapped her, and I'm like, all right, why is he doing this? And, I just needed that one moment. They're under the mistletoe. That's how they tease this episode. The two of them under the mistletoe.
Oh, they had the moments on the phone, and she on was going to get her. But,
like, what? Well, I'm not a Delana,
so it's not as serious to me.
Yeah.
Well, I just think it's funny because Elena, like, she thinks she's awesome. Elena loves herself. I mean, everyone loves Elena, whatever. And so she gets there and she's like, hey, why aren't you looking at me?
Yeah, hey,
why can't you see me? Like, come on. She's like ready for it.
A lot of people were tweeting that tonight, being like, Elena got what was coming to her. which is kind of sad because people don't like the main character on the show.
She is just always a minute too late for everything.
Yeah, totally. To her realizations, to the party, whatever it is.
Which is why I, as a Delana fan, this was the part of the episode that I actually enjoyed. Was the fact that...
You're like, sucker.
Well, because I'm like, look, it took her so long to realize that even without her memories of Damon, she's still drawn to him and there's still a connection there. And to actually go explore it instead of fighting it, then I'm like, you know what? Losers, like, have to wait. I don't know. Like, you waited too long. You kind of deserve this. And to me, that was the most exciting
part. Losers have to wait.
I couldn't think of the real phrase that I was trying to think.
I have a quick question. Does this sire...
You snooze, you lose?
The sire bond.
Yeah, that's the one.
Is that gone?
The sire bond with Delana.
Yes.
Yeah, they broke that.
They broke that last season?
Yeah, they broke it. So it's just, like, never, like, going to come back into effect, even though she came back to life from, like, going from the other side. Maybe. I kind of thought that was because she came back as a vampire. I don't know.
I don't think the sire bond's still intact. It's not still intact. That's what people have been saying. But I guess, can you ever really 100% break it? I guess it's up for debate. But
Tyler did.
Yeah, that's true.
Could it after come a lot back? Of beating.
Could it come back after her memories are erased?
And then, like, she's in love with Stefan?
Yeah.
I want to know what you guys are thinking, though, about Kai cloaking Elena. Does he just hate Damon at this point? Is he using her as leverage? Like, why Elena? Why is he coming to get her?
Is it doppelganger something? Maybe. Who knows?
Does he even know about doppelgangers?
I think it's for leverage because he knows that they're on Team Joe and he wants Joe's power. So somehow he's choosing to use Elena and he knows that Elena is Damon's weakness because he spent however long over on the other side in 1994, listening to Damon talk about Elena.
I gotta say, I knew the second we saw the brothers having a nice moment and the music they were playing.
That was so sweet.
That something bad was gonna happen with Elena.
My heart was racing.
Racing, because there's no way that Stefan and Damon are ever getting along and then, like, Elena comes in and everything's perfect. With the car, it was a really cute moment and then everything was just crushed with the Elena thing. It was sad. Any other comments on tonight's episode, guys, before we get to what is called the Tiana Katie Hour of News and Gossip?
I think we covered it.
Okay, let's get there.
AfterBuzz TV News.
You go, girlfriend.
All right, so thanks to our awesome fans. Sorry, I didn't write down your name, but someone tweeted a picture of a tweet conversation that
credit
happened.
Yeah, we have Not So Shy Violet.
That's the one. It's between Julie Plec, Paul Wesley, and Candace. And we're going to live read it to you guys because it's just so great. Katie will be taking the part of Julie Plec.
Congratulations.
With Thank a you small so much. Role from Candace in there. And then I will be playing Paul.
Okay, so I need some serious acting chops here. Oh, I need, gosh. Like, the voices and everything to come out. I need to know the difference between Julie and Candace.
I know. This is making me really nervous. Okay. All right. This is Julie. Hard to live tweet when everything's a spoiler, TBD, but happy to answer some questions in about 5 minutes.
Even harder to live tweet with no live TV.
You don't actually have to be watching, Paul. Just answer some fans and be happy. Mary.
Wait. Candace, you guys are doing line. You guys are doing the worst job ever.
Well, Katie missed her cue to be Candace on the next line.
I didn't realize. Okay. Candace, you don't actually have to be watching, Paul. Just answer some fans and be merry. Yeah, Paul. She retweeted it.
Whatever, Candace.
Are you guys serious? This is the news and gossip you guys have.
In my mind, this played out a lot better because Katie didn't ruin all her lines.
Whatever. You are so lucky that Josh just saved your butts with the cheers because everyone listening and sitting and watching at home right now is like, what are these girls on?
It's okay. Is that it? That's it or no?
That's it, but it was a cute moment.
It was just a really cute moment, and I wish we could have been able to pull up the picture for you guys. It's just a really cute conversation showing how much they all get along, and I just lost my shit when Paul ended the conversation with whatever Candace, because that's something like a big brother would do to like a little sister or something.
And I think it's cute because it shows obviously she's married, he's dating Phoebe at this moment in time, but it shows that there's the little that like friendship chemistry going on.
All right, you guys saved it a little bit.
Which
you
would
saved
work
it
for
a little
Sarah
bit
Sarah
with
line.
Explanation.
Which would work for Sarah.
I just think that anybody who wasn't on Team Sam Roxy now has to be on Team Sam Roxy.
No.
Wow.
Yo, team. You know I'm on your team a lot, but I can't be denied.
I thought that my Paul was pretty good. She was dragging me down with her.
Listen, honestly, though, I had a lot of words in that retweet. How am I supposed to talk about a retweet?
I needed some distinction, though. Like, I want a real Southern accent for something.
I was going to, but then I had to read Julie's in a regular retweet and then go to hers.
It's a tough life, babe. I know. It's a hard life. I mean. Let's get to some predictions because I can't anymore with this. All right.
Now,
yeah.
By
the way, just as another little beat, if you guys were reading the Claire Holt information from Supergirl, she now looks like she's not in the running to be Supergirl. That blew up pretty quickly.
I blame you.
I think it's our fault, you guys. Like, we're like, she needs to stay, and everyone's like, no, she's staying. So.
Yeah, so.
She's staying on the original.
We have that kind of power in Hollywood, in case you guys didn't know. If we say someone stays on a show, they stay on.
We'll see about that. So, anyway, let's talk about predictions. I mean, we're not coming back until January, what is it, January
22nd?
Brutal. That's brutal.
Breaking.
I feel like this hiatus is way longer than most years' hiatus.
Yeah. No. Really? No, yeah. I think it's normal.
It seems like it's forever.
It's like 6 weeks, man.
I guess it's six weeks.
Yeah, it's a really long time.
Five.
Which is where you guys come into play by keeping the conversation going before we cry. I'll let everybody plug their stuff at the end, though. Let's get to our predictions. So we have Kai, who has Nina Dobrev.
Elena,
thank you. I swear I covered the show.
The whole episode talking about Elena, and then at the end you can't remember.
She was cloaked. I couldn't remember her cloaked name.
Kai actually kidnapped Nina Dobrev. That's like going to be part of the show.
Seriously.
The actress.
Anyway, though, we already talked about what we think he's doing with her. I'm not really sure. All I know is I predict Damon is seeking vengeance on him, which is going to be awesome, because when he finally gets her back, he's gonna be her knight in shining armor, and we're gonna have a Delana makeout. No?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I agree.
You smile for Delana.
Smile for Delana. I think that this is gonna spark a war between more of a war between Kai and Damon, obviously. But I also think that while Damon is trying to get Elena back, he's not gonna lose focus on getting Bonnie back either.
Yeah.
Do you think this could be time for Baymon to shine, because he's going to have to at some point pick whether he saves one or the other?
We know who he would save.
Ooh, maybe he'll find a way to get Bonnie back and then go, like, tag team, like, because Bennett Witch, boom, boom. You know, like, yo, Bonnie's got our powers back. Here's your teddy bear bonbon. Now let's go save Elena together.
I think Elena's going to come, like, right away. He's going to have to go save her.
Yeah.
And then he'll be able to kiss him in the mistletoe. Because of urgency,
he's going to threaten her life if you don't. All right. But I think he's fighting and taking her because he's using her as leverage, like Tiana said, and he's trying to distract everybody from helping Joe.
What else we got for predictions, guys? Sam?
I think that Damon is going to completely freak out when Elena is gone. Bonnie's a whole other story. He grew a liking to her. He loves Elena with, like, his entire being. So he's going to kill Kai. Does.
You think he kills Kai?
Yeah, I think he kills Kai.
So if he kills Kai, that means that Kai can't merge with Joe. It means Liv and Luke have to merge. So that would be Kai dead, and that would be, I think Liv's probably stronger than Luke, so Luke dead.
I think maybe Bonnie will come back in some way and, like, somehow fix everything.
Okay.
It's gonna...
I think they need Bonnie before they even get Elena.
Yeah, I just see Bonnie with, like, a teddy bear everything. Being like, ha!
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, like, coming down from a cloud.
Yeah. I don't think that Bonnie can come back until Joe has the powers of Kai.
I think Luke... I told you, I don't care which of them, honestly, die. but I think Luke will probably die because we've established a relationship between Liv and Tyler.
Yeah.
And people and
they've been looking for that for a while.
Are attached to that. I don't know why.
I'm one of them. Okay. I like it. Liver forever. What are you thinking, Katie? Predictions?
I'm thinking that Sheriff Forbes will die and Steriline is going to grow closer and closer.
That makes you so happy, doesn't it?
You know, I've thought about it. Honestly, I just need to say I've thought about it. And I can see I'm happy for her if she goes Stefan or Enzo. If Enzo just turns around and stops obsessing over Stefan. But which makes me feel I'm obviously a true Stelena fan till the end. But I really want to see him happy, too. So if that's Caroline who makes him happy.
He's a good person.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome. All right, T, any last-minute predictions?
No, that's all.
Okay, great. Guys, this is going to be, as we just talked about, a 6-week break. I know we want to keep the conversation with you guys going. We cannot live without Vampire Diaries at all for 6 weeks. So if everybody wants to find you guys to talk to you, T, where can they find you?
Twitter and Instagram.
What was that word?
Twitter. The Twitterverse and Instagram at the Tiana Hobson.
Katie.
You can find me on Twitter at Katie Campbell. That's Katie with 3 E's and Instagram at KatieCampbell13.
You can find me online at samdavidsonentertainment.com and on Twitter and Instagram at samd43.
You can find me at Roxy Stryer. You can find us at AfterBuzz TV, afterbuzztv.com. And please, 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 you have 6 weeks to do it. It really helps us out if you go to iTunes and YouTube. Rate, comment, subscribe. Oh, if you guys are on YouTube right now, you see Tiana's making fun of me. It's so difficult
saying,
to keep
I'm
up.
I'm saying do that. Yes, I'm agreeing with you.
I thought you were like,
mocking
me.
No, I'm saying do that.
No, okay. But in all honesty, we love reading your comments. We read every single one of them. The more you comment and the more you rate and subscribe, we go up in the ratings and it helps with our show and it helps keep the lights on and it helps us coming back here. We want to talk to you guys, so please, please, please keep it going until January. Happy New Year!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.